Moonbase Alpha status report, 2,515 days since leaving Earth orbit. Dr. Helena Russell recording. Commander Koenig has not responded to treatment since becoming irrational and crashing his Eagle. It is possible that the use of the cerebral wave machine has worsened his condition. He reacted psychotically to the arrival of a rescue mission from Earth, and he remains convinced that its appearance is somehow sinister and that evil forces are at work.
John, darling.
Don't come near me. Stay away from me.
John, it's my brother, Guido.
Tony, Alan. Maya, what's the matter with you?
He refuses to believe that they are friends and relatives from Earth. Commander Koenig insists that they are monsters determined to kill him because he is the only one who stands in their way.
Why won't you listen to me? You're all blind!
The commander remains in the medical center where my old friend and teacher from Earth, Dr. Shaw, has promised to check on his condition from time to time. I feel helpless and frustrated because I can't free John Koenig of the delusion that there is a plot to kill him.
No!
Dr. Shaw, what's your opinion?
His vital signs are very erratic. This could be causing his mental instability. Well, if there's anything more I can do...
I'll ask. Thank you. All right, Maya. Let's see if he'll respond. John. John. John, Maya's here. She has something to show you. It's a recording. That's the pilot ship.
That's an Eagle.
I can see Earth. It's blue, blue and beautiful. We're getting close about a minute.
They're in an Eagle.
John, why can't you accept what we all tell you?
Maya, what do you see out there in the command center?
People from Earth.
Oh, I was hoping. I thought your different brain structure would have resisted there. Their telepathic control.
Whose telepathic control?
Maya, when you look, you see people from Earth. When I look, I see monsters from a different dimension.
One of us is wrong.
Will you accept that it could be you?
Well, that would mean, of course, that everyone else is wrong.
Maya, I'm the only one on this base who was hooked up to that machine.
Well, either the machine has distorted your consciousness...
or protected it.
Telepathic control. Well, it's possible. I find it odd that everyone from Earth is somebody's friend. It's
against probability.
Everyone's a friend because everyone's out of someone's memory.
Yes. They could have tapped everyone's mind and projected what they needed out of what they found there.
They couldn't project strangers because people we've never seen can't be in our memories.
Wait a minute. Maya sees these people too, and they can't be in her memory.
It is possible that they could project images from other people's minds into my mind.
If they have control over our minds, why are they letting us have this conversation?
Perhaps they're letting us for a purpose.
Well, maybe they have to be present to exert that control.
Right. Ben did say that he knew Sandstrom was trying to kill you, but he couldn't do anything about it. And then when Alan took Louisa away from him, he regained control of himself.
And in the records lab, Kanda, they took him over, controlled his mind. He must have made a discovery which threatened them. He didn't go berserk. They made him release the oxygen causing the explosion which killed him. If only we knew what it was that he'd found out.
Now listen to this. We've been in space for months. In Earth time, that's generations. If they are from Earth, they have to be hundreds of years older than they appear.
That should have occurred to me.
It didn't occur to you because they wouldn't let it. The reason I haven't been able to control my mind is because I was hooked to that machine.
There may be no causal effect, but it is a tenable theory.
Helena, please, unstrap me.
Do we tell Tony?
No. Our best weapon is surprise. If we tell Tony, they may probe his mind and take away the one advantage we've got. Maya, would you let Helena give you the same treatment I had?
The brain complex, John.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if she can withstand that.
I'm willing. If the commander's right.
Well, look, then it should be me, not Maya.
No, but you can handle the machine. We can't.
Helena, if I'm right, there are things Maya can do that you can't.
You little beauty. Well, what's the first thing you're gonna do, Joe?
Find a golf course where I don't hit a mile. You?
Me? The name's Jeannie. How about you, Jack?
Her name's Caroline.
Ooh. She's 5 years old.
She's got her mother's eyes.
Hey, son. What would you and Peter like as a wedding present from little old Earth?
Just to be there.
Will you look at that weather pattern? I swear it's snowing over California.
Hey, smile when you say that, man.
Maya? Maya? How do you feel?
Normal.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Well, here we go on the carousel. Hey down there, Earth Control. This is Swift Pilot Ship 2. Do you read me? Do you want me to fly this crate in?
This is New York Control reading you loud and clear. We have you locked into the computer. You don't have to do a thing. Just you sit back and enjoy the ride.
I hear you, O Earth Man. Alan Carter to Moonbase Alpha.
We are now going into Earth orbit and then on down for a landing.
Well, ticking over like a flawless machine, as always.
Good. Helena. What do you see out there?
Dr. Shaw and San's fiancé, Peter.
Maya.
That forms on some organic matter when it begins to decompose.
Oh, boy, don't they look beautiful? You got your historic lines ready? How about it's a small step for man? Well, who said it had to be original?
What are you gonna say, Alan?
Where is the nearest John? Well, that will make the history books.
This is New York Control. You're coming in clean and neat. We have you on automatic pilot. You're about to touch down right in the middle of little old New York.
Let's get this luggage into the hotel.
I sure hope we get a room with a view.
Forget the view. What I want to do is to get to a telephone.
In the old days, they used to call this town the Big Apple.
Find out.
Oh, I think I know.
I really hate to ask you, Maya, but...
Oh, they're so repulsive.
If there was any other way. Maya, remember, they know you're a metamorph, so be careful.
Beginning to lose energy rapidly.
Two aliens have been dispatched for the nuclear trigger. Once they energize it, we will take our fill. All the alien creatures will die.
They are of no consequence. They are so ugly.
Naturally, they are of no consequence. Nevertheless, they will be happy before they die.
Which of our number is that?
It has our shape, but it is not of our species.
Come here. Stop that one.
wall. Oh, don't ever ask me to do that again. They had the minds of geniuses and the instincts of vultures.
What do they want, Maya?
Well, they're a species that live on radiation.
Radiation?
Yeah. It's the only kind of energy they can assimilate. It's what keeps them alive.
But what do they want here?
Well, their planet ran out of radiation. They're starving. Unless they get a huge intake soon, they're gonna die. They want a nuclear waste dump so that
Wait a minute. That could be beneficial to us. Let's give them our nuclear waste.
It's not that easy.
Why not?
Well, they need the kind of intense radiation they will get from blowing up the dumps.
Blowing them up?
Mm.
That would destroy us.
Oh, that's why they've got control of our minds, so that we don't know what we're doing when we blow them up.
Why haven't they just blown up the dumps themselves?
They have very little kinetic energy. They don't seem to be able to handle physical activity. They plan to manipulate us into exploding them for them.
How?
By making us think that we're doing one thing when actually we're doing something else.
It's what they did to me and the Eagle. Wait a minute. Alan, Bartlett, and Ehrlich. That's where they really are. Still on the surface.
And they were flying in an Eagle.
I still see the pilot ship.
They're at the atomic waste dumps. They're going to detonate them.
Well, they can't do that without atomic fuel.
There's your atomic fuel. That's the trigger to blow up the dumps.
They won't do it.
They won't know they're doing it.
Computer, close and lock entrance to atomic fuel store. I've got to get to an Eagle.
John, where do you think you're going?
Tony, I must have an Eagle. Tony, listen to me.
Now stay back. Get out of medical center.
He just broke loose.
And why the hell didn't you give the alarm? Now, he could have hurt himself and us.
I'm sorry, Tony. I'll keep him under restraints.
Yeah, well, you do that.
All right, you stay with the commander. Make sure he's properly taken care of.
Yes.
You coming, Dr. Shaw?
They're still in the atomic fuel store.
Now, how long would it take to process all our people on that machine? Make every one of our people immune to those aliens?
It would take days. Days, John.
Unless we can break the aliens' hold on our people. I'll never be able to save Alpha.
There may be a way. Why didn't I think of it?
What?
I sometimes use a sonic anesthetic instead of drugs. It's called white noise, and it works by blocking nerve paths in the synapses in the brain.
That would obstruct the telepathic input of the aliens.
It would have to be amplified and transmitted to all of our people. All right, let's go. Helena, stay away from those aliens in Command Center. Otherwise, they'll take you over again. Make sure these things are set to stun. And let's hope the aliens don't read your mind, Helena.
Try and use our people to stop us.
Going on here?
Shut up. Sound reach them?
They'll be getting it to their helmet receivers. But it won't be powerful enough if the aliens choose to block it.
Bartlett with a trigger.
Tony, Maya!
Know about the white noise. They must be concentrating all their power on Alan, Ehrlich, and Bartlett.
You said they were starving. Where are they getting their strength?
Well, every piece of electrical equipment on Alpha emits a minute amount of radiation. They must be getting it from that.
Helena?
Yes?
Cut all non-essential power, all except communications. Out.
I can't see them, John.
They've got to be down there somewhere. Alan, this is Commander Koenig. Do you read me? Alan? Alan, are you receiving me? Come in, Alan. Answer, Alan. This is Eagle One to Alan Carter. Are you receiving?
There's something over there, to the left.
Switch on scanners.
There they are.
Alan, Ehrlich, this is Koenig.
Do you read me? Do you read me? Alan, do you read me? Alan, do you read me? Come in, Alan.
Touch down in front of them, Tony.
No, Commander. The terrain is too crumbly. With the weight of the Eagle, we go straight through the surface.
We'll use a harness. We'll drop me in front of them. Maya, prepare to depressurize.
Decompression complete. Lower away.
Richard.
Tony, Ehrlich's lost most of his air. We've got to get him back to Alpha fast. He needs to pressurize it. It's his only chance.
Coming in now, John.
Yes, Commander?
There are aliens everywhere, all over the place.
Well, they have no power to harm you, either mentally or physically. They need all of their energies to control Alan and Bartlett.
He can't get through. They've got the door sealed. Soon we will have all the radiation we need.
It doesn't matter. They will resist him.
Yes, Commander.
How come the aliens are still controlling Alan and Bartlett? Everything's closed down. Where are they getting their energy?
Well, the human brain generates electrical activity. There may be enough among the population of Alpha to keep them going at survival level.
When people are unconscious, their brain activity is reduced, isn't it?
Very greatly.
Alan,
I want everyone on the base knocked out, with the exception of yourself and the chief engineer.
You mean unconscious?
I mean unconscious.
John.
Don't argue with me. Can you do it?
Well, yes, I can do it. I can use a contact gas.
But, John...
Just do it. Out.
Thank you.
plug it into the core.
Well, we'd have blown up the whole planet.
That's right.
You and Alan have been living an illusion, but you've broken the aliens' control. Now help me!
Maya, I think Bartlett's returned to normal.
Careful, Commander. With everyone else unconscious, they're running out of energy. With what little they've got left, they'll concentrate on Alan.
They're still controlling him. Alan, listen to me. It's all right. It's all over.
Is it?
No, that won't help.
You learn quickly, John Cornick. That is hopeful.
Hopeful? Hopeful for whom?
Yes, it's true, Bartlett. You have been living inside an illusion. But haven't you been happy? Happier than you've ever been on Alpha before? Living your life reunited with your loved ones, living, as it were, back on Earth.
Yes, but it's not real. You've been living in a dream.
Isn't it better to live in a dream of happiness than to face a reality which you hate?
Bartlett, help me!
Really face living out your lives, growing old and dying on this piece of debris?
How long could the dream last? As soon as the nuclear waste is triggered, all human life on the moon will be wiped out.
How long is a meaningless term, a pygmy's phrase? Time is relative. A butterfly lives a gloriously full life in a day, a single-celled organism in a microsecond. So long as one is fulfilled, time is irrelevant.
Bartlett, don't listen! Help me!
We can offer the people of Alpha a complete life, as it would be with your loved ones in your own homes on Earth. A life without pain or sorrow. Without fear or loss. This is what we offer.
Bartlett! Use your laser! Set Alan!
Now put the trigger in the atomic core.
Stop him, Bartlett.
It's futile to call on Bartlett for help. He's immobilized.
Alan, listen to me! It's Koenig! It's Koenig!
Primitive organism, Commander. We could have given you an eternity of happiness in an instant of time. Now your life will be what the life of your species has always been. Cruel and futile.
It's better to live as your own man than as a fool in someone else's dream.
Thank you.
So much for illusions.
Maya, I've been meaning to ask you something. Well, what's that creature that you transformed into?
Oh, a Laren.
A what?
A Laren. Its natural habitat was a moon of Psychon, where the atmosphere was very thin.
Well, how does it survive?
Ah, it has the ability to store oxygen, like a camel can store water. And its skin is like a spacesuit, and it's very strong.
Maya, put me down. Maya, listen, will you quit fooling around? Put me down.
How much longer before they wake up?
About 10 minutes.
Well, can't you give them something to speed it up?
No.
How am I supposed to run a base of sleeping beauties?
It was your idea.
That blonde, she might have been an illusion, but she was.
I said it was your idea.